instances, if I got an elevator that wouldn't go to my floor, I'd go find somebody and I would say, and you know, wouldn't bother me to sound stupid and say, how come it won't go to my floor? Oh, well, it's because the elevator doesn't go to your floor on the other side. Yeah. Oh, okay, that's simple enough. And if somebody was sending me to the top floor where only certain people can go to, and I couldn't get the thing to work, I'd go and find somebody and say, hey, I'm supposed to be in this place, but I can't get there. So can you get me there? And if they said, well, no, you can't go there because you don't have the approval, I would say, well, wait a minute, so-and-so and so-and-so, I know so-and-so and so-and-so said I'm supposed to go there, and they would check with so-and-so and I'd be able to go. But when I have a key card that doesn't work at my door, I don't just leave the motel. I'm like, oh, I guess I can't stay here anymore. I go to the front desk, and as kindly and patiently as I can, I say, could you please make this thing work for the whole time I'm here? Because I don't really want to bother somebody to bring me another key, and I don't really want to come down here every time I need a key. Can we get this baby to work this time? You know, I don't know what causes that. You know, maybe I got a magnetic personality and mess with it, or recalcitrant, one of the two. You know, I don't know what it is. But the fact of the matter is that if we were in that sort of a scenario, we wouldn't just leave the place and assume, well, it doesn't matter, I know I paid for my room, I know it's supposed to be on that floor, but I guess I can't get to that floor, so I'll just leave. We wouldn't do that, would we? We would do whatever we needed to do to get to our floor. We would do whatever we needed to do to get to that place where they say we can't go, but we know we're supposed to go. We would do whatever we need to do to get our key to work again. Now, if we can be that diligent for something like that, how can we not be even more diligent for the things of God? How can we be so easily deterred from it? How can we be so easily put off by the Word of God? How can we allow things that we thought were so good before? How can we not say to Him, would you just shrivel up and die? I want to go with this. Why not? Will we allow our past experiences to rob us of the future glory? Well, it hasn't worked before. Maybe it hasn't been ready before. If I take a key that I brought home from a motel, and I go to another motel and try to use it in that motel, it ain't going to work. In fact, the door that it worked in won't work the next day. Because that's the way that it's set up. But if I happen to have that key, well, if I have any sense, I'll go and get another key so that I can stay at the place, unless I don't want to stay at the place. Okay? Do we want to go with God? This has to be the thing that we look at all the time. Do I want to go with God? Do I want to go where God is taking me? Do I want to receive? I want to receive. I couldn't have told Carla what to say and had her say things that touched my heart more. A portal. I want this place to be a portal. A place where it comes in and where it goes out. I want us to grow in that. My Lord, thank you, Jesus. I just go, thank you, God. And restoration, the idea of restoration for this church was restoring people to fellowship with God. I didn't have big enough thoughts to think of the other part, but when you said that, I said, obviously. But you see, God knew things before we knew things. And it was a double confirmation, because the other day I had this thought, maybe we should just change the sign and just put Hosanna there. A lot of writing to write the whole rest of it, you know? And then I thought, no, I believe it was God's idea to leave it there. Today God said, see? But I will guarantee you that only those who are willing will partake. God won't force it on anyone. Isn't it interesting that in one person's case, he used a staple to mark a diamond? How often do we focus on a staple and not even look at the diamond? We're excited and we think, oh, I found one. It's just a staple. Just the way it goes for me. And not bother to go, wait a minute. I said the staple, there's got to be something else. See, that's the kind of people we need to be. There's got to be something else. And I'm going to have it all. I'm going to have it all. Because if I won't have it all, then I like that. The bad thing is that the worst thing we can do is not believe that God will give us more. And when you said that about asking enough, and God just said, I can't hardly get my people to ask for enough, let alone too much. Why do you think he said things like, try me? Just try me. But you see, we've got these things that try to hold us back. We've got these things that try to keep us so focused on the natural. We've got these things that have us looking at the wrong thing and not even being willing to imagine the best thing. No, we don't earn the best. And that's right, we never did deserve the best. But we came into the family where we moved from undeserving to special favor and blessing. Not because of what we do, not because of who we are, not because of what we can work up, because of what God wants to do. God wants to deliver you. God wants to heal you. God wants to lead you. God wants to provide you. God wants to do all this stuff.